Week 3, Day 4. Today's scripture is Genesis 42, 43, and 44. Chapter 42. When Jacob learned that there were grain for sale in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Behold, I have learned that there is grain for sale in Egypt. Go down and buy the grain for us there, that we may live and not die." So 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he feared harm might happen to him. Thus the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land, and Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" he said. And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them. And he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, our servants have come to buy food. We are all sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants have never been spies." And he said to them, "No, it is the nakedness of the land that you have come to see." And they said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, "It is as I said to you, you are spies. But this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go from this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you to bring your brother while you remain confined, that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you, or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all together in custody for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this, and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers remain confined where you are in custody, and let the rest go carry grain for the famine for your household, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words may be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. And they said to one another, "In truth, we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he begged us, and we did not listen. This is why this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, "Did I not tell you to not sin against the boy? But you did not listen. So now there comes a reckoning for his blood." They did not know that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. Then he turned away from them and wept, and he returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. And Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to replace every man's money in his sack and to give them provisions for their journey. This was done for them. Then they loaded their donkeys with their grain and departed. And as one of them opened their sack to give his donkey fodder at the lodging place, he saw his money in the mouth of his sack. And he said to his brothers, "My money has been put back. Here it is in the mouth of my sack." At this, their hearts failed them. They were trembling to one another, saying, "What is this that God has done to us?" When they came to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke roughly to us and took us as spies of the land. But when we said to him, 'We are honest men, we have never been spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the land, said to us, 'By this I shall know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me and take grain for the famine for your households and go your way. Bring your youngest brother back to me. Then I shall know that you are not spies, but honest men, and I will deliver your brother to you, and you shall trade in the land.' As they emptied their sacks, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw their bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said to him, 'You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more. And now you would take Benjamin? All this has come against me.' Then Reuben said to his father, 'Kill my two sons if I do not come back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you.' But he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, for your brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm should happen to him on this journey that you are to make, you would bring down my gray hairs to the sorrow of Sheol." Now the famine was severe in the land, and when they had eaten the grain that they had brought from Egypt, and their father said to them, "Go again, buy us a little food." But Judah said to him, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down.' For the man said to us, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.'" Israel said, "Why did you treat me so badly as to tell the man that you had another brother?" They replied, "The man questioned us carefully about ourselves and our kindred, saying, 'Is your father alive? Do you have another brother?' What we told him was an answer to these questions. Could we in any way know what he would say, 'Bring your brother down?'" And Judah said to Israel, his father, "Send the boy with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, but both we and you, and also our little ones. I will be a pledge of his safety. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. If we had not delayed, we would now have returned twice." Then their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, then do this. Take some of the fruit of choice of the land in your bags and carry a present down to the man, a little balm and a little honey, gum, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take double the money with you. Carry back with you the money that was returned in the mouths of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise, go again to the man. May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, that he may send back your other brother and Benjamin. And as for me, I am bereaved of my children. I am bereaved." So the men took this present and they doubled the money with them and Benjamin. They arose and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the stewards of his house, "Bring the men to my house and slaughter the animal and make ready, for the men are to dine with me at noon." The men did as Joseph told them and brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, "It is because of the money which was replaced in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that he may assault us and fall upon us to make us servants and seize our donkeys." So when they went up to the stewards of Joseph's house and spoke with him at the door of the house, they said, "Oh my lord, we came down first time to buy food, and when we came to the lodging place, we opened our sacks, and there was each man's money in the mouth of our sack, our money in full weight. So we have brought it back with us again, and we have brought our own money with us to buy food. We do not know who put our money in the sacks." He replied, "Peace to you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your fathers has put treasure in your sacks for you. I received your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. And when the man had brought the men into Joseph's house and given them water, and they had washed their feet, and when they had given their donkeys fodder, they prepared the present for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. When Joseph came home, they brought into the house to him the present that they had with him, and bowed down to the ground. And he inquired about their welfare and said, "Is your father well? Is the old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive?" "Still," they said, "your servant, our father, is well. He is alive." And they bowed their heads and prostrated themselves. And he lifted up his eyes and saw Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious to you, my son." Then Joseph hurried out, for his compassion grew warm for his brother, and he sought a place to weep. And he entered this chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and controlling himself, he said, "Serve the food." They served him by himself and them by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with them by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for this is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked at one another in amazement. Portions were taken to them from Joseph's table, but Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. chapter 44. Then he commanded the stewards of his house, fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest with his money for the grain. And they did as Joseph told them. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away with their donkeys, and they had gone a short distance from the city. Now Joseph said to his steward, follow after the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good? Is it not from this that the Lord drinks, and by this that he practices divination? You have done evil in doing this. When he overtook them, he spoke these words. They said to him, why does the Lord speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants to do such a thing. Behold, the money that we found in the mouths of our sacks was brought back to you from the land of Canaan. Then how could we steal gold or silver from our Lord's house? Whichever of your servants is found with it shall die, and we also will be my Lord's servants. He said, let it be as you say. He who is found with it shall be my servant, and the rest of you shall be innocent. Then each man quickly lowered his sack to the ground, and each man opened his sack, and he searching, beginning with the eldest and ending with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and every man loaded his donkey, and they returned to the city. When Judah and his brother came to Joseph's house, he was still there. They fell before him on the ground. Joseph said to them, what deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that a man like me can indeed practice divination? And Judah said, what shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how can we clear ourselves? God has found out the guilt of your servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also whose hand the cup has been found. But he said, far be it from me that I should do so. Only the man in whose hand the cup was found shall be my servant. But as for you, go up in peace with your father. Then Judah went up to him and said, oh, my lord, please let your servant speak a word in my lord's ear. And let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself. My lord, his servant saying, have you a father or brother? And we said to my lord, we have a father, an old man, a younger brother, the child of his old age. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him. Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him. We said to my lord, the boy cannot leave his father. For if he should leave his father would die. Then you said to your servants, unless your younger brother comes down with you, you shall not see my face again. When we went back to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And when our father said, go again, buy us a little food, we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother goes with us, then we will go down. For we cannot see the man's face unless our younger brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. One left me. And I said, surely he has been torn to pieces, and I have never seen him since. If you take this one also and harm happens to him, you shall bring down my gray hairs in evil to Sheol. Now therefore, as soon as I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us then, as his life is bound up in the boy's life, as soon as he sees that the boy is not with us, he will die. And your servants will bring down the gray hairs of your servant, our father, with sorrow to Sheol. For your servant became a pledge of safety for the boy to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame for my father all my life. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the boy as the servant of my Lord, and let the boy go back with his brothers. For how can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? I fear to see the evil I would find my father. Face the Music by Nick Loudon. We've all been in that spot before. We did something or we said something wrong. We knew we either shouldn't have done it or said it, but we did it and now we have a choice. Either we own up to it and face the music, or we see what else we can do. Do we lie to cover it up, physically leave and hope no one notices? It can be attractive to push the truth away. When I was a senior in high school, I had a particularly rowdy second period. It was a science class. The teacher was quite old to be teaching. I think he was about 80. And I liked to crack a joke or two, mess around here and there. And on this particular day, I had found at home a Shamu-shaped whale-themed water gun. I think my sister had gotten it from SeaWorld a few days prior. And of course, what better thing to do with a water gun than to bring it to school? Given the lackadaisical nature of my second period and my unwitting teacher, this was the perfect possible time to get my water gun out. When the teacher turned around, I sprayed the water gun as close as I could get to him without hitting him. So he would turn and face the whiteboard. I would squirt the water gun and try to get it really close to him, but not hit him. I did this a few times before he finally noticed, realized it was me, and promptly kicked me out of class. About 45 minutes later, I get a phone call. It's my dad at work. My dad at work never calls me. He said super plainly, "Did you squirt your teacher with a water gun?" And this was my moment. Do I face the music or do I run? I said, yes. Yes, I did. He gave me a very simple answer. Well, that was dumb. Detention did the job of punishment enough for me. That was my first and only detention. You know, were Joseph's brothers going to face the music? Were they going to see an opportunity to fall on their sword or show a sign of good faith and heart change? Yes, finally, the very people who had not only abandoned their brother, but sold him into slavery, were willing to stand up and defend their own, keep their word. Multiple times in these passages, Joseph steps away. He's brought to tears. I can't imagine the war being waged in his heart. I know he loved his brothers, but the betrayal of being sold into slavery and the years of imprisonment, just thinking of how terrible a life they'd given him, only to now be granted an opportunity for revenge, but always feeling that loving familial tug on his heart. This test given by Joseph is a loving act. He did not have to even give them the chance to show their worth, but he did it. Question one, when have you had to face the music for something you did, and what was that like? Question two, Joseph gave his brothers a test, not to punish them, but to see their hearts. Where might God be testing your heart right now? Question three, who in your life do you find it hard to trust again, even if you've forgiven them? Daily prayer. Lord, thank you for testing my heart. I do not deserve the grace and forgiveness you've brought into my life. Help me to lean into your testing and grow in my faith. Amen.